Did you say something with Yossi Gorby on the Boston Free Radio? And if you see something, say something. 'Cause I'm very confused right now. I don't know what's going on anymore. And my eye cry. I don't feel like myself. It's like being confused in a relationship. But I'm having no relationship because I'm awaiting your call so that we can share it together and not be confused. I know there's a lot out there dealing with the financial instability of immortal life. But my friends, they can all go away. We can exist without this external confusion of monetary delight. You do not have to be afraid anymore. My number is 617-454-4237. You can call me. And together, we will enjoy this golden energy that comes in between us and spreads through our internal organs like water. I want you, with your financial insecurities, to hear this mantra. this confusion. I will create a society which is the replica, the outward expression of what I am. I would like to know whether society, the outward expression, has produced me, or whether I have produced the society. Is it not an obvious fact that what I am in my relationship to another creates society? And that without radically transforming myself into this golden energy, there can be no transformation of the essential function of society. When we look to a system like a financial system of the essentials function of the society, when we look to the system for the transformation of society, are we merely evading the question? Because a system cannot transform man. Man always transforms the system. And you, my friend, can transform your financial system, your golden system, your reproductive system, and any system that you may speak of or believe in. It's up to you to transform it.
Say something, say something. If you see something, say something.
And I know, until I, in my relationship to you, understand myself, I am the cause of chaos, misery, destruction, fears, and brutality. Understanding myself is not a matter of time, I say. I can understand myself at this very moment. But if I say I shall understand myself tomorrow, I am bringing in chaos and misery, and my action is destructive. The moment I say that I shall understand, I bring in the time element, and so I'm already caught up in the wave of confusion and destruction. Understanding is now, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is for the lazy mind, the sluggish mind, and the mind that is not interested. And when you are interested in something, you do it instantaneously, because there is immediate understanding and immediate transformation. If you do not change now, my friend, you will never change, because the change that takes place tomorrow is merely a modification. It's not a transformation. Transformation can only take place immediately. The revolution is now, my friend, not tomorrow. And when that happens, you are completely without a problem. For then, self is not worried about itself. And then, you and I are beyond the wave of destruction. You can call me and let us transform now together. My number is 617-454-4237. If you are shy, you can comment on my Facebook page. My Facebook name is Yasi Koti. You can send me a message there. You can be my friend. And we can spread our golden existence together. And not be in confusion anymore. Please call. I want to share this extraordinary golden energy with you today, so that we may awaken and become ourselves again. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
I'm Pirine with you.
Yes, caller.
I'm Pirine. My you.
Uh-huh.
I want to say.
I don't understand, caller, what you're saying.
I've never seen nothing like this in my life. No. No. I've never seen nothing like this.
No. Spread it to you, yes, caller.
Is it rain? Is it grace, entertainer in the world? I'm coming in the army. I'm ready to serve my servants.
Hello,
caller.
Hello?
In the world. My name is Officer of the Council.
Hello, caller. Caller, are you on the air? I think I lost the call. I don't even know what he was saying, but that's okay, because we all speak the golden language. And as long as we're together, we can share that golden energy just by listening. We don't have to understand. Please, even if you speak in a golden tongue, or maybe your tongue is purple, please call and share with me what you see. Mírame. Dígalo. Entrevue. Ovechmir. You are not alone. You call me? My number is 617-454-4237. I can see you. You are waiting by the phone. Pick it up. Don't be shy. It's only me. Tell me what you ate today, or tell me what you are seeking. Share it with me. Share it with the world. Don't just be a spectator. What is it that we are seeking? What is it that each of us wants? You can call me and tell me, especially in this restless world. I know everybody's trying to find some kind of peace. Peace of world. Peace of pie. Some kind of happiness. Some kind of refuge. And surely it is important to find out what it is that we are trying to seek. What it is that we are trying to discover. In a world that is ridden with turmoil, wars, potential, strife, we want a refuge where there can be some peace. I think that's what most of us all want. And you can find it here. Because we pursue. We go from one leader to another. From one religious organization to another. From one teacher to another. From one belief to the next. What are we seeking? What is it? Please tell me. Please call me before I cry. Or just, you can send me a message on the Facebook. Cause I know you're probably by your computer right now listening. You just have to type me a little message. I know you're all typing the emails and the Facebooks and stuff. Tell me what you are seeking. Is it that you're seeking the happiness? Or the gratification of some kind? From which we hope to derive happiness. There is a difference between happiness and gratification. Can you seek the happiness? Perhaps you can find gratification, but surely you cannot find happiness. Happiness. It's a derivative. It's like drinking a Coca-Cola, the Diet Coke, in the 20-ounce liter bottle with caffeine. It's a byproduct of something else. That's what happiness is. So before we give our minds and hearts to something which demands a great deal of earnestness, attention, thought, and care. We must find out, must we not, what it is that we are seeking? Whether it is happiness or gratification, I'm afraid most of you are seeking the gratification. That's okay. We can overcome. I know you want to be gratified and find a sense of fulfillment at the end of our search. After all, if one is seeking a peace, one can find it very easily. One can devote itself blindly to some kind of cause, to an idea, and take shelter there. But surely that does not solve the problem. Mere isolation in a closing idea is not a release from conflict. So we must find, must we not, what it is innerly as well as outwardly that each of us wants.
Each stone has a soul, formed by the work of millions of years.
We cannot vibrate at a higher frequency of gold. Like a liquid mist, we can breathe it. Caballeros, recite the 5 magic words. I've got Wiley Brooks on the other line, and he will recite them with us.
Joke the run, home call, ra run car, so hung, shot no. Joke the run, home call, ra run car, so hung, shot no. Joke the run, home call, ra run car, so hung, shot no. Joke the run, home call, ra run car, so hung, shot no. Joke the run, home call, ra run car, so hung, shot no.
My friends, these are only words. Magic words. If you believe in the magic, it will come true to you. If you do not believe, then your channel energy has cut it off, and you, neglect to understand what is real.
Joke the run, home call, ra run car, so hung, shot no. Joke the run, home call, ra run car, so hung, shot no. Joke the run, home call, ra run car, so hung, shot no. Joke the run, home call, ra run car, so hung, shot no. Joke the run, home call, ra run car, so hung, shot no. Joke the run, home call, ra run car.
If we are clear on any matter, then we don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to go to any teacher. We don't have to go to any church or to any organization. Therefore, our difficulty is to be clear on ourselves regarding our intention. What is your intention? Please call me or message me on my Facebook and tell me what you intend to do today. And can we be clear? And does the clarity come through searching, through trying to find out what others say, from the highest teacher to the ordinary preacher in the church around the corner? Have you got to go to somebody to find out? Find out what we are seeking? If that is what we are doing, we read a number of books, we attend many AA meetings, and discuss. We join various organizations, trying to find a remedy to the conflict, to the misery in our lives. Or if we don't do that at all, we think we have found That is, we say that a particular organization, a particular teacher, where a particular book satisfies us. And we have found everything we want in that. And we remain in that, crystallized and enclosed. Trapped in a fool's gold world. Do we not seek through all this confusion? I have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
How are you today?
Hello.
Are you confused today, caller?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me, caller?
Hello, Yasi.
Hello, caller. Hello.
How are you doing, Yasi?
I am very golden.
Yes. How are you, Yasi?
I am confused, caller, today.
Oh, I'm confused, caller.
Are you a confused caller?
Thank you for calling, caller.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you, Yasi.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Yasi, caller.
Thank you, Hasi, caller. Holler.
Yasi.
Holler.
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 Holler. Holler.
Holler.
Yasi.
Holler.
Yasi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yasi.
I wanna thank you for calling, caller.
Thank you, caller.
I wanna thank you for calling.
Thank you, Yasi. Thank you, Yasi.
Thank you, caller. Can you feel? Can you feel? Feel.
Yasi.
Can you feel?
Yasi.
Feel, caller. Feel, caller.
Yasi.
Caller. Don't let us be caught in the worldwide web of words.
Caller.
Yasi.
Yasi.
Caller.
Thank you for calling, Yasi.
Thank you for calling, Yasi. Thank you. You make my eye cry.
Thank you, Yoshi.
I cry.
Yoshi.
Holler.
Holler.
Yoshi.
Thank you, Yoshi.
Thank you, Color.
Thank you, Color.
Thank you,
Color.
Thank you, Color.
Thank you, Yoshi.
Thank you, Color.
When people leave the show, when people leave my show,
Color, goodbye.
It means the world. My name is Michael Parker.
This stone has a soul.
And you have a soul.
The work of millions of years.
The work of millions of years. There is a search for something permanent, is there not? Something we can cling to. Something which will give us assurance, a hope, a lasting enthusiasm, a lasting certainty. Because in ourselves, we are so uncertain. We do not know ourselves. We know a lot of facts, what the books have said, but we do not know for ourselves. Most of us, we do not have a direct experience. And what is it that we call permanent? What is it that we are seeking? Which we hope will give us some permanency? Are we not seeking lasting happiness? Lasting gratification, a lasting certainty. We want something that will endure everlastingly and which will gratify us. If we strip ourselves of our clothes and of all the words and phrases and actually look at it. Just look. Without any thought or word. This is what we want. We want permanent pleasure. Permanent gratification. Which we call truth, God, or what you will. Very well. We want pleasure. Perhaps I might be putting it very crudely, but that is actually what we want. Knowledge that will give us pleasure. Experience that will give us pleasure. A gratification that will not wither away by tomorrow when we grow old and gray. Now we have all experimented with various gratifications and they have all faded away. And we hope now to find permanent gratification in reality, in gold, in our shower. Surely that is what we are seeking. The clever ones, the not so clever ones, the theorists, the factual person who is striving after something. And is there permanent gratification? Is there something which will endure? You must ask yourself this truly, because nothing is permanent. All is changing. Everything grows and everything dies. Everything is born and everything cries. Do not describe it in words, but touch it with your mind. There's nothing there. I have seen this, and I am okay with it. You can call me. Or maybe you can Facebook me. My number is 617-454-4237. My name is Yasi Goldie. I wanna sox you, baby. Now, if you seek the permanent gratification, maybe you call it God, gold, truth, or what you will, the name does not matter. Surely you must understand, must you not, the thing you are seeking. When you say, I am seeking permanent happiness, gold, God, truth, what you like, must you not also understand the thing that is searching, the searcher, the seeker? Because there may be no such thing as permanent security and happiness. The truth may be something entirely different, and I think it is utterly different from what you conceive or formulate. Therefore, before we seek something permanent, is it not obviously necessary to understand the seeker? Is the seeker different from the thing he seeks? When you say, I am seeking happiness, is the seeker different from the object of his search? Is the thinker different from the thought? Are they not a joint phenomenon, rather than a separate process? Therefore, it is essential, is it not, to understand the seeker before you find out what it is he is seeking? Seeker, what is it to be a seeker? And can this search of peace, happiness, reality, gold, can this thing that we seek, can it be given to us by someone else? Can this ascension search, the longing, give us that extraordinary sense of reality? Creative being, which comes when we really understand ourselves. Does self-knowledge come through search? Through following somebody else? Through belonging to any particular organization? Through reading books? After all, that is the issue, is it not? That so long as I do not understand myself, I have no basis for thought, and all my search will be in vain. I can escape into illusions. I can run away from contention, strife, and struggle. I can worship another. I can look for my salvation through someone else. But so long as I am ignorant of myself, so long as I am unaware of the total process of myself, I have no basis for thought, for affection, for action. But that is the last thing we want, to know ourselves. Surely that is the only foundation on which we can build. But before we build, before we can transform, before we condemn or destroy, we must know that which we are. Go out seeking, changing the teachers and gurus, practicing yoga, breathing, performing rituals, following masters, meditating, and all the rest of that. It's utterly useless, is it not? It has no meaning, even though the very people whom we follow may say, study yourself, because what we are, the world is. If we are petty, jealous, vain, and greedy, that is what we create about us. That is the society in which we live. Our confusion. Call me. I want to hear from you. waiting for you to call.
I will be right here waiting for you. Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks, I will be right here waiting for you. I took for granted all the time that I thought would last somehow. I hear the laughter, I taste the tears.
I can taste but your
I can't get near you now. Oh, can you see?
Can you feel mine? For your call right now for you.
Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks.
My heart breaks because you don't call me. To me, the before we set out on a journey to find reality, to find our gold, before we act, before we can have any relationship with another, which is our society. It is essential that we begin to understand ourselves first. I consider the earnest person to be one who is completely concerned with this first, and not with how to arrive at a particular goal. That's how we can survive. Because if you and I do not understand ourselves, how can we bring about a transformation, a change in society, in relationship, or a change in anything that we do? And it does not mean that self-knowledge is opposed to or isolated from relationship. It does not mean emphasis on the individual, the me, as opposed to the mass, as opposed to another. Because you got me going crazy. As always, I'm waiting right here for you. As you go on with your daily routine and activity, try to flow out of it. Once we got caught in a searchable ritual or mayhem, and keep doing it over and over to the point of a so-called permanence, our brain becomes stagnant, like a pond of water that does not move and starts to stink. Do not be like that pond, my friend. Be like the river that flows, always changing direction and shifting. Whatever rock or conflict comes in its way, it just flows around. There's no trouble. Eventually, the water will break down the dam. There is no earth that can contain the water. Yet the water has become the earth. Because it is formless and shapeless. When you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. Water can drip, flow, or crash. Be water, my friend. If you see something, say something.
If you see something, say something.